Recording, thank you.
Can you okay.
There it goes.
I see now that we are recording. Thank you so much, Angela. So with that, I'm going to start the meeting at 11:03. Hi, everybody. I'd like to welcome you all to the Board of Directors meeting for Adeo Charter School Nonprofit Board, which operates Adeo 2 Charter School, Adeo Charter School 3, Adeo Valley Charter School, Grossmont Secondary School, and Sweetwater Secondary School. I'm Greg Haggart, Chairman of the Board. I will facilitate the meeting. Let's take the roll first. When I call your name, please provide the group with a brief introduction for the benefit of new members and members of the public. So Laura Barrera.
Laura Barrera, board member.
Thank you. Waylon Myers.
Waylon Myers, board member.
And Greg Haggart, I've introduced myself. So we are all three here. Mary, you have a introduction for us today?
Well, we have a lot of staff out there, a lot of teachers. I think most of them you know, but we have on the agenda, I believe today, Lynn Alipio will be reporting out. And we've also invited Kimberly Rodriguez, who's with Young Mini Core. She's just standing by on available if you have any questions relating to any of the items. So we're ready to go.
Thank you. And thank you all for your attendance at the meeting. It makes a difference. Really appreciate it. So our first item on the agenda is 1.3, consideration and approval of adoption of the board findings pursuant to Government Code Section 54953E1. The Adeo Charter School Board of Directors determines, in accordance with Government Code Section 54953E1B, that meeting in person would present imminent risk to the health or safety of attendees pursuant to Government Code Section 54953E3. The board has also considered the circumstances of the state of emergency declared by the governor on March 4, 2020, and finds the state of emergency continues to directly impact the ability of directors to meet safely in person, and or that state or local officials continue to impose or recommend measures to promote social distancing. Additionally, AB 361 requires that this finding be made every 30 days to continue to permit teleconference meetings without adhering to some of the traditional requirements of the Brown Act, specifically with the teleconference requirements of Government Code Section 54953B3. So do I have a motion for approval of item 1.3?
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve 1.3.
And Waylon Myers, I second that motion.
Thank you. And I'll be calling for the roll. So your vote on this, Laura?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Waylon?
Waylon Myers, aye.
And Greg Haggart is aye. Thank you. That passes unanimously. So 1.4, establishment of quorum. Do I have a motion for approval of item 1.4?
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve item 1.4.
Waylon Myers, I second that motion.
Thank you. And I'll be calling for the vote on that. Laura Barrero?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Waylon?
Waylon Myers, aye.
Again, Greg Haggart is aye, so that passes unanimously. So 1.5, the Pledge of Allegiance. Angela, thank you as always for bringing the flag with you. Here we go. Ready? Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you so much. Give me one quick second. I need to turn one more light on. Okay, 1.6, approval of agenda. Do I have a motion for approval of this agenda with the recommendation from Mary Bixby?
Laura Barrera, I make a motion that we approve the agenda, item 1.6.
Waylon Myers, I second that motion.
And Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Waylon?
Waylon Myers, aye.
And Greg Haggart is aye. That passes unanimously. So 2.0, public comment. Public comment for items of interest to the public and within the scope of the Adeo Charter School Nonprofit Board. Non-agenda shall be no longer than 2 minutes. Speakers may not yield their time. In accordance with the Brown Act, no discussion or action may occur regarding items that are not on the agenda at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to briefly respond or give direction to staff. All public comment will be heard at this point in the agenda as ordered below. Public comment for agenda items shall be no longer than 3 minutes. Speakers may not yield their time. Each agenda item being commented on will have a maximum of 20 minutes allotted, and each non-agenda item will have a maximum of 10 minutes allotted. If necessary, the board chair may equivalently decrease time for each speaker in order to stay within the allotted maximum. So 2.1, non-agenda public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes, unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Are there any public comments on items not on the agenda? Hearing none, I'm going to move to 2.2, agenda items, public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that do appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Are there any public comments on agenda items? Okay, thank you. Hearing none, we'll move to 3.0, administrative items, and 3.1 is consider approval of the restated articles of incorporation. Lynn, you have a report for us on 3.1.
Yes, thank you, Greg. For agenda item 3.1, and the board packet reference is pages 3 to 5, the Udoya Corporation will file the restated articles of incorporation to align the language to the amendments that we are making to the bylaws, specifically Article 5, Section 1 of the bylaws for the dedication of assets. In 2004, the Articles of Incorporation for Udoya, when it was operating under the, when it was operating the original Udoya Charter School, the charter school, it is indicated that if there is no nonprofit or foundation that can be found to distribute the assets, it can be assigned or distributed to the authorizer. Thus, we are amending that language.
To say what?
We are removing, it will be only the dedication of the assets, or the assignment of assets will be for a nonprofit corporation, such as student success programs, and no authorizer.
Okay.
Be distributed.
Thank you. Is there any other comment on that?
Or a call for the vote? I recommend approval of that update.
Thank you. So I will call for a motion to approve item 3.1.
Laura Barrera, I make a motion that we approve item 3.1.
Waylon Myers, I second the motion to approve item 3.1.
Thank you. And Laura Barrera, your vote?
Laura Barrera, aye.
Waylon Myers?
Waylon Myers, aye.
And Greg Haggard votes aye, so that is unanimous. So here, 3.2, consider approval of amendment to the bylaws. Lynn?
Thank you, Greg. For agenda item 3.2, and the board packet references are pages 6 to 20. We are amending the bylaws to mainly to align and include the language that we are doing in the Articles of Incorporation, to update the language to reflect that we are reflecting the new changes to the Nonprofit Corporation Code. So therefore, we need to amend the bylaws to align it with the Nonprofit Corporation Code, the updates. Then to reflect what is in the MIRS charter document, such as Section 5. So therefore, this will go smoothly when the Hesperia Unified School District really will not have a problem, although they have approved it, but they want to see that the bylaws and the article, the charter document is in alignment. Additionally, on Section 9, which is the duties of the president and CEO, although the authority of the president and CEO of the corporation under the code is very broad, we expanded the language to explicitly clarify the duties of the president and CEO.
Great, thank you. Mary, did you have anything to add to that?
No, other than I'd really like to thank Lynn for all the work that she and staff have done in preparation for these updates. They're really critical and timely, but they take a lot of background work along with Young Mini Corps. So thank you, and I recommend approval.
Thank you. So with that, I will entertain a motion to approve 3.2.
Laura Barrera, I make a motion that we approve item 3.2.
Waylon Myers, I second the motion to approve item 3.2.
Thank you. And Laura Barrera, may I have your vote, please?
Laura Barrera, aye.
Waylon Myers?
Waylon Myers, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye, so that passed unanimously. So 3.3, more excitement. Consider approval of the agreement between Mira's Education and Adeo Charter School. Lynn?
Yes, thank you. There are two parties in the agreement, that is Mira's Education and Adeo Charter School Corporation, which is reflected on pages 21, 24 of your board packet. As indicated in the agreement, the disappearing corporation is Mira's Education that manages and is the holder of the charter for Mira's Secondary School. The surviving corporation is Adeo Charter School, the corporation. Under this agreement, Mira's Corporation will be merged with Adeo Corporation with the following expressions. 1.1, paragraph 1.1, effective date is July 1st. The legal existence of the disappearing corporation will cease and Mira's Secondary School will operate as a charter school under the surviving corporation. Paragraph 1.2, which is the effect of the merger, nothing will change with Mira's Secondary School. All faculty, all staff, educational program will remain the same. The services provided to students will remain the same. The locations of the resource centers will also remain the same, as well as the finance and their asset, as well as the finance setup. The Adeo Corporation shall succeed to all the rights and the properties of Mira's Education Corporation. All that's the liabilities, obligations, existing contracts, even existing employment agreements will be absorbed by the Adeo Corporation. On paragraph 1.3, the directors, as of July 1st, which is the effectivity date of the merger, Mira's board members will resign. And the Mira's Secondary School will now be governed on July 1st by the board of directors of the Adeo Charter School Corporation. There is a paragraph section on employment of agreements. Adeo Charter School Corporation will assume all the employment agreements of Mira's Education, and as such, new contracts are not required for all existing employees. There is no material adverse change in the financial position, as I have said, or the operations of Mira's Education Corporation. When this agreement is approved by both the corporations and is now fully executed, we will send it to the state for the approval of the state attorney general and the corporation secretary of the state. So therefore, Greg, we will be needing your signature, as well as Mary Bixby will also be required to sign those documents and the counterparts on the Mira's corporation. I think I've covered them all. Kimberly, is there anything you would like to add?
No, I believe you've summarized everything very well. In terms of the process, as Lynn mentioned, after the document is executed, I will provide notice to the California Attorney General of the merger. Then the Attorney General will weigh in. They may ask for additional documents. Once it's approved, they'll send a letter. Once we get that letter, we can file the agreement of merger along with the letter and officer certificates with the Secretary of State. And then at that point, it will be effective.
Thank you, Kimberly. Appreciate that. Lynn, can you think of any reason why Adeo shouldn't do this, or is it exposing us to any unusual risk?
I don't think there is a risk in doing this. What would be beneficial is, as you know, the Mira Secondary School has an adjacent county location, which is in the Riverside County, with Adeo operating already. a Riverside County school, which is Odeo Valley, that would only benefit when we apply for a charter for the Palm Desert. It will be stronger. And not only that, MIRS also losing another resource centers will be more stronger being in a corporation that manages several charter schools.
Understood. Thank you. I appreciate that. I think this is a really elegant solution, and I really appreciate all the hard work that went into it. We literally spent 10 minutes here on this, but there's so much that went into this, and this is really a fantastic outcome. So thank you for that. Unless there are any other comments, I'm going to call for a motion to approve this item 3.3.
Laura Barrera, I make a motion that we approve item 3.3.
And Waylon Myers, I second that motion to approve item 3.3.
Thank you. And Laura Barrera, may I have your vote, please?
Laura Barrera, aye.
And Waylon Myers?
Waylon Myers, aye.
And Greg Haggart votes aye. So that passes unanimously, and that's really, really exciting.
Congratulations.
So I'm going to move to 3.4. I'm sorry, Mary, did I interrupt you?
Well, I was just celebrating.
We should celebrate a little bit before we move to 3.4.
Yay.
So item 3.4, consider approval of rescheduling our board meeting, our next board meeting, from June 22nd, 2022 to June 24th, 2022 at 1 p.m. I would take a unless motion to approve.
Laura Barrera, I make a motion that we approve item 3.4.
And Waylon Myers, I second the motion. The motion.
Thank you. All right. And Laura, may I have your vote, please?
Laura Barrera, aye.
Waylon?
Waylon Myers, aye.
Thank you. And Greg Haggart votes aye, so that passed unanimously. 3.5, consider approval of board meeting minutes for March 18th, 2022. Mary?
I recommend approval.
Thank you. I would entertain a motion to approve those minutes.
Laura Barrera, I make a motion that we approve the minutes, item 3.5.
And Waylon Myers, I second that motion to approve the minutes.
Thank you. And Laura Barrera, your vote, please.
Laura Barrera, aye.
Waylon Myers.
Waylon Myers, aye.
And Greg Haggart is aye. So that passed unanimously. This is where I get all, you know, sad because I'm going to see you go soon. But 4.0, board comments and announcements. So from time to time, each board member may have topics of interest to be likely to share with the community. Anybody have anything they want to comment on?
Other than congratulations on this great change. That's great.
Yes, thank you again, all that hard work.
And thank you to our loyal board members. It's unbelievable that we have hit June and our last meeting for the year is on the 24th. It'll be what's called an annual board meeting. And as I warned you in my email, it's going to be longer than usual. I have invited a young lady, Macy Better, who was in the SSP Fellows Program and worked with Tiffany Yandell on digitizing all our files. And it's just an amazing story. So she'll be sharing with you. I believe we'll be sharing instructional LCAP information. And I've asked Lynn to share a presentation that she did for Vistage. It is just kind of looking back to see some of the development initiatives and activities that we've done on behalf of all our schools and how they've been very successful. And then also we'll be looking at some strategic planning going forward. I believe that will be in closed session. I'm not sure how all that's going to work, but it will take more time than usual. And I appreciate the time that you've given all year long. And you're going to get a nice long break, and that'll be good. But thank you so much once again. You three are just probably the best board members we've ever had. You're just so supportive and so interested. And we thank you so much for your passion. And thank you to staff out there for sitting in on this meeting. I always think that we bore you, but no, staff tells me, no, it's interesting. We'd like to hear what's going on. So that's great. I'm glad you can join us. Graduation is happening. Some of you can make it, some of you can't. Tim, do you want to fill us in on specifics once again?
Absolutely, Mary. We are looking forward to having three ceremonies here in San Diego on Wednesday, June 15th at Liberty Station's North Promenade Lawn. We have a 9:30, 11:30, and a 1:30 ceremony. So any board members that would like to join us for any of those three ceremonies, please just shoot me an email. You want to come to all three? You're happy to come to all three, but we're keeping our ceremonies a little smaller just because COVID is still around with us. So we're going to keep our nice, intimate little ceremonies going. And last year we did it at this venue and staff really liked it. So we're going to try it again this year. So that's Wednesday, June 15th. We'll be able to celebrate. We'll have about between 175 to 200 graduates for each of the ceremonies. So they'll be nice sized.
We actually have a total of six graduations with all the Alta schools. We'll have the Mears graduation, the three Adeo SSP graduations. We have a kindergarten graduation and a fifth grade graduation. So this is definitely graduation month for us.
Looking forward to it.
Staff loves it. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful time.
Thank you for all of that, Mary. Thank you for your comments and your kind comments. And those graduations are fantastic. It is gives you goosebumps, if not tears. Very, very awesome to see these graduations. And I guess that's what it's all about. So
definitely going.
And Richard's the sad part. So unless anybody has anything else, we'll just call it a day. And I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Laura Barrera, I make a motion that we adjourn.
Waylon Myers, I second that motion.
Okay, Laura Barrera, your vote.
Laura Barrera, aye.
Waylon Myers,
aye.
Greg Haggard, I'm pulling the curtain down. It's aye. It's unanimous. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
All right, bye-bye.
Everybody.